The Fall of Troy by Peter Ackroyd. Narrated by Michael Maloney.
Chapter 1. He fell down heavily on his knees, took her hand and brought it up to his mouth.
I kiss the hand of the future Mrs. Obermann.
He spoke in English. Neither she nor her parents understood German, and he disliked speaking demotic Greek. He considered it vulgar. Sophia Chrysanthis looked down at his bald head and noticed a small scar.
You have been wounded, Heinrich.
A fragment of the statue of Zeus on the island of Ithaca. That is where I found the palace of Odysseus the Wanderer. I discovered the chamber where his wife Penelope had woven her endless tapestry. She was always faithful to him. You will be my Penelope, Sophia.
I hope you do not travel as far as Odysseus.
You will never leave my side.
He rose, with difficulty, and bowed to her parents who were standing together by the window.
I will utter prayers for you every day. If I live to be 1,000 years old, I will never forget you.
Outside, in the dusty light, the horses and carriages passed along the avenues. He glimpsed 3 women holding up parasols to protect themselves from the bright sun of the early Athenian spring, chattering together as they walked upon the cobbles. They were dressed in pale green with white veils and bonnets, and he knew at once that they were sisters.
This is an auspicious day. Your daughter will be a partner in my labors. She will be cherished by Greece.
She has no greater desire than to be your wife, Herr Obermann.
Madame Chrysanthis gave a slight nod, as if making some formal remark for duty's sake.
We have taught her that a wife is but the shadow of her husband. The women in